This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine is calling it a medieval siege, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's in day 12 now. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken visiting the U.S. Embassy in Lithuania on the human cost of this war.
The mothers and children we see fleeing across the border from Ukraine into Poland, into Moldova, into other neighboring states, some coming here to Lithuania. The husbands, fathers, brothers staying behind to fight.
Russian forces are continuing to batter some Ukrainian cities with rockets. Russia's announced evacuation routes for civilians, but Ukraine and others are denouncing the plan, pointing out that those routes lead mostly to Russia and its ally, Belarus. Almost 2 million people have been running from the violence in Ukraine, says the UN. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The UNHCR puts the number of people who've arrived in other countries since the Russian invasion started on February 24 at some 1.73 million. That's up from more than 1.53 million on Sunday. Nearly three-fifths of the total, just over 1 million, arrived in Poland, while over 180,000 went to Hungary and a little less to Slovakia. The EU's foreign affairs policy chief, Josep Borrell, is calling on mobilizing all the resources of the bloc's 27 nations to help countries welcome refugees.
More than 6 million people around the world have now died from COVID. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The total from Johns Hopkins University underscores that the pandemic is far from over. Remote Pacific Islands are just now grappling with their first outbreaks and deaths. And death rates remain high in Poland, Hungary, Romania, and other Eastern European countries.
The U.S. is approaching 1 million deaths from COVID. This is AP News. The Academy of Country Music Awards show is tonight, and although Dolly Parton will host, the AP's Margie Zarletta says there's something different about this year's ceremony.
Chris Young leads the nominations for the Academy of Country Music Awards with 7, but what is significant about tonight's ceremony is that it is not on television.
I've got some famous friends.
The ACM Awards will be one of the first major award shows that will be carried exclusively by streaming. The ACMs will air on Amazon Prime Video as a commercial-free two-hour show. Rather than give out an award, then show a performance, then another award, the ceremony will group the awards in segments. One part of the show will be 35 minutes of performances straight through. Lead nominee Chris Young says it's the modern way.
You think about it, you're like, that's so different. But everybody streams everything, and everybody got so used to streaming everything over the past couple years. I don't think it's going to be strange at all.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.